Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and nearly 1,500 people are expected as former Virginia Governor Douglas Wilder delivers the keynote speech at the 34th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Luncheon at the Lansing Center. Among those in attendance is newly elected Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, joining us live in Lansing. Good morning, Congresswoman. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to hear you. So you're at this event today, and this is a very special day, but what do you hope to hear from the keynote address today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a wonderful event. It's a longstanding event, and I think, you know, with everything that's going on in Washington, it's just a really nice thing to come to an event where people are focused on positivity and hope and the lessons of Martin Luther King Jr. So that's what I'm hoping to get out of it, a little strength to take back with me back to Washington.
Yeah, a little bit of unity in a highly divided government right now. And President Trump made the announcement over the weekend on Saturday that he had a plan to try to reach across the aisle to deliver what he calls a compromise. What did you think of his proposal to the Democratic Congress?
Yeah, so I think it was important that he made the offer. I think it's incumbent now upon the House and the Senate to come back and start actual real negotiations. You can't do negotiations, you know, from the podium. You actually have to lock yourself in a room, kick out the media, and get down to the details. And that's what I hope we're going back into when we head back to Washington tomorrow or tonight.
Nancy Pelosi said this was a non-starter, his reaching across, offering this offer. She said it's a non-starter. Do you think that they will come back and offer some other plan to kind of compromise somewhere in the middle of this?
I do. To be honest with you, I'm probably a little bit different than sort of my party leadership on this, where I really think we cannot hold federal workers hostage to the problems that the Democrats and the Republicans are having. I was a federal worker for 14 years. I just know exactly what this is doing to the people out there. And so I think we need to come back quickly with a counteroffer and need to have a real conversation.
You know, there is lots, more than 6,000 federal workers in the state of Michigan. They're on furlough right now. And you've written a letter to Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos asking her to kind of work with people who owe money, student loans, to at least furlough those payments. Any reaction so far?
No, we haven't heard back. This is really, for me, a moment where Secretary DeVos can really exercise leadership, call up each of the big insurance companies that are loan companies, that carry out these loans and say to them, hey, please don't report to the credit agencies if you've got federal workers who can't pay their loans. They're good, you know, good citizens. They want to pay their bills, but they haven't gotten a paycheck now. So the companies have had a mixed result, and some of them have gone ahead and voluntarily offered some flexibility. Some of them still haven't. So I really wanted Secretary DeVos to use her position as the Secretary of Education, make a strong statement, and reach out personally to these companies.
Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, you were formerly in your other life in the CIA, and now you've just been appointed to the Armed Services Committee. Your reaction to the recent killing of four Americans in Syria, and what do you think needs to be done there?
Yeah, obviously it was a really, really tragic thing. It was the largest loss of life that we've had of Americans in Syria the entirety of our time there. Honestly, the idea that the president went ahead and announced big major policy shifts over Twitter, I just really, as someone who was at the Pentagon, can't abide that. And the soldiers on the ground deserve better than what we're giving them in terms of making foreign policy just kind of willy-nilly. I think it makes them less safe. And obviously, this incident just highlights how strong ISIS still is in parts of Syria.
All right. Congresswoman Slotkin, thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your time in Lansing as you celebrate and honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Before you head back to D.C. to continue negotiating for a compromise somewhere to get this government reopened.
Thanks so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.